Good morning. How good it is to be together as we worship on this, the fourth Sunday in the Advent season, finally reaching that last candle in the perimeter of our Advent wreath. It is so good to have you here in this place, and I trust you know that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and to share God's love with you. A few important announcements this morning before we actually enter into worship, and that is primarily to remind you of the details of upcoming worship opportunities. This year, you, I hope, are focused in on the fact that Christmas Eve is on Friday of this week. There will be two in-person worship opportunities on Friday, one at 5 p.m., one at 11 p.m. Both of those in-person worship opportunities will be preceded by 15 minutes of pre-service music you won't want to miss. While the services will be similar in content, there will be different music opportunities at each service, and we are certain that you will enjoy them, so please plan to be among us. If you are not able to attend in worship because of schedule or family commitments, there will be during the day, you'll find this on our Facebook page and also our YouTube channel, a recorded service, which will be both audio and visual, a Christmas Eve service for you to enjoy at a time that works for you. Also a reminder, on the day after Christmas, Sunday the 26th, just one worship service at 9 a.m. The same will be true the following week, the day after New Year's, on January 2nd. Just one worship service at 9 a.m. Also, a special thanks to our deacons who decorated the sanctuary yesterday with the beautiful poinsettias you see before you. Those have been given in honor and memory of folks and following the Christmas holiday. Hopefully, we'll find good homes with you or those you know who would benefit from having a poinsettia to lift their spirits. Finally, as our most important announcement this morning, I want to call upon Pat Riker, a member of St. John's Outreach Team, who has a special request to share with you on this Sunday before Christmas.
Good morning. Christmas is a little less than a week away, and I'm sure we've all been busy selecting just the right gift for each person on our list. There's a joy in finding a gift that a loved one will need and want, and that will give a recipient a warm feeling of knowing that someone cares. Today I'm asking that you add one more entry to your gift list this year. Don't worry, the gift must be given freely. The only cost to you is your time. The Code Blue Shelter in Lansdale is in need of volunteers. The shelter, which is located in Luther Hall at Trinity Lutheran Church, offers a warm, safe place for homeless men to spend the night when the temperature falls below 30 degrees. The men who stay at the shelter are given an evening meal, access to a shower, a cot for sleeping, and breakfast in the morning. The duties of the volunteers are easy to learn and not physically strenuous. Two volunteers are assigned to each shift, and you may sign up to work as little or as much as you wish. The temperature is forecast to dip below 30 degrees most nights for the next 2 weeks. A sizable team of volunteers will be needed to cover all the shifts each night. The need is great, and the present pool of volunteers is not deep enough. This Christmas, will you honor Christ's birth by giving a gift of your time and your compassion to our neighbors in need? Will you help to give the gift of a warm bed on a cold night? Please prayerfully consider joining me as a Code Blue volunteer. I will be available after the service in the narthex to answer your questions and to give you additional information if you're interested. No pressure, I promise. As Christians, we believe that God has called us into the church to accept the cost and joy of discipleship. At Code Blue, the cost is little, the joy is great. I pray that you will feel called to join me as a Code Blue volunteer. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, Pat. I trust you notice that Pat is not asking you to do something she herself is not also willing to do. And so please, if you have an inclination to help out with this in some way, great or small, take some time to speak with Pat after worship today. And now I invite you to join with me in taking a deep and slow breath as we breathe in the presence of God here among us, as we let go of those things that are weighing us down and burdening us at this busy time. May we be very aware of God in our midst as we worship. Amen.
When I think of peace, I often think of things moving rather slowly. In a world that is constantly on the go, I count on my peaceful moments being rather still. So at first, it was hard for me to hold the word for our fourth week of Advent, peace, together with our theme for this morning, moving with Mary's song. I'm sure you've seen depictions of Mary. In fact, I look at her every week in the window over my shoulder. If you're not in a place that you can see her, try after the service. And she always looks so serene, certainly more serene than any new or expectant mother I have seen. Now, I do think that these calm, tranquil depictions are true, but I also think they're only part of the story. But in some way, I believe that Mary was filled with a deep and unshakable peace that is almost hard to understand given her circumstances. I do believe that despite all the movement she was experiencing, as her life was turned upside down, as she experienced joy and fear, as she left home and made her way to Bethlehem, as she carried God's Son, I believe she knew that she was being held by a God with a perspective far beyond what she could see. Mary's peace, the peace of God, isn't dependent on lack of activity or sitting still. It isn't dependent on things going perfectly to plan. It isn't dependent at all on what's going on around us, but what is going on within us. We too can gain that same peaceful nature by slowing down, of course, but also by putting all that we are into God's hands, knowing that the amount of control we have is so small, but that the God we love is so very big. Now, my guess is that you have a list of things that need to be done today as soon as church is over or over the next few days. But in the midst of all of your moving about, may you feel God's peace upon you and within you. A peace that we pray we feel even now as we gather together to worship in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to join with me as we confess our sins together by praying the prayer of confession that is printed in our bulletins. Let us pray. God of all hope, love, and joy, we come to you this day in need of the gift that we celebrate on this fourth Sunday of Advent, the gift of peace. As we scurry around making last-minute preparations for Christmas, the temptation to give into the stress, anxiety, and hurriedness of this season is strong. In the midst of this, we pause to think of Mary, who could have very easily given in to worry and fear, but instead, with great peace, bore your Son Jesus into a chaotic and broken world. Forgive us for losing perspective and thinking that we can have peace only when the world around us calms down, or that peace is something we earn only when we've accomplished everything on our to-do list. Help us not to wait until conditions are perfect to claim the gifts that you have freely offered us and to move through the remainder of this Advent season and all the days ahead with a peace that can only come from a deep knowledge of your love for us. Amen. Friends, the good news of Advent is that the light of Christ's peace and Christ's forgiveness is not only born among us, but it is born within us each and every day. When we dare to invite God along on the journey, when we dare to confess our sins, when we dare to seek God with us and within us, God is faithful and full of mercy and full of grace. May we claim those gifts this day, and most importantly, may we live differently in this world because of them. Amen.